Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Well, hello, little creepies. It is I, the Master of Creep. Tonight's story is Haunted House Uses Alexa. Now, I recommend turning your Alexa's listening feature off before you listen to this episode, because we're about to use the name Alexa multiple times, and it's probably going to wake up your Alexa device, and it'll start talking to you and interrupt this interesting podcast episode. In fact, your Alexa might drive you insane as you try to listen to my next story. My name is John, and I live in Casper, Wyoming, with my daughter, Lindsay. Now, my brother passed away a few years ago, and he left me some money, so I decided to buy an old house and fix it up. This house was a mid-sized house with three bedrooms, and it was sitting on about 20 acres of land. The house was built in the 1920s, and it had a lot of issues. The main problem was the fact that no one was living in it for the past 17 years, so it was very run down. Well, maybe that's why the price was so low. I bought this house for the value of the land it was sitting on. Probably most people would have torn this house down to build a new one. The house needed new doors, a new roof, new windows, and of course, a new paint job. The price was very low, and it left me enough money to fix it up. The real estate person who sold me the house was very happy to see it go, because they had a bet at the office that this house would never sell. She also mentioned that the people who moved out of the house 17 years ago experienced a lot of supernatural problems with it. So I asked her, "What do you mean supernatural problems?" And she said, "You know, paranormal stuff. Things like ghosts and stuff like that." And then she said, "I'm only half kidding. But there were a lot of rumors in town that this house was haunted. Why, it even made the newspapers back a few years ago when some kids broke in and spent the night there. It was a dare from their friends. Most of the kids got scared and left the house, but a few of them stayed the entire night. And of course, they told scary stories about it." I said, "Imagine that. A haunted house in Casper. Well, I should turn it into a museum and charge for a tour." My agent said, "Well, good luck with that, but I doubt if you get any takers." Lindsay and I moved into the haunted house, and I interviewed and hired a few contractors that I found in the local paper. They started working on the house. Lindsay and I stayed in the living room while the contractors renovated the bedrooms. During the time we spent rebuilding the house, it was almost like camping, since we were using sleeping bags and we used the fireplace to keep warm. The plan was to get the bedrooms finished first so that we could move our furniture into the house and start living a normal life. Of course, at the time, we didn't understand that living in the house would never be normal. While working on the house, the contractors mentioned that they heard stories about this old house, and they didn't want to work past sundown. One of the carpenters said that he had worked on this house about 27 years ago, and he had a lot of spooky stories about it. So I thought to myself, well, no wonder there were a lot of rumors going around town. This guy was probably the source of most of them. I really should thank him, because it was his stories that kept the price down and kept other people from buying the house and moving in. Well, after 3 months of house repairs, it was looking pretty good. Lindsay ended up moving into the largest bedroom, and I took one of the smaller ones. We had a third bedroom that we used as an office. Lindsay ran her own internet business, giving guitar lessons online. She had a lot of students and was able to make pretty good money without even leaving home. I also ran a small business on the internet, selling stuff on eBay. I would buy old things that most people would consider junk, and then I would fix them up and sell them for a nice profit. So Lindsay and I shared the office, but we usually worked at different times of the day. I would wake up early and work until about noon. Lindsay, on the other hand, would wake up about noon and work way into the night. And with our different schedules, we would go several days without even seeing each other. Lindsay said that she wanted to turn our house into a futuristic computer home. So I asked her, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "You know, we can automate the entire house so that when we walk into a room, the lights turn on automatically. Plus, we can set the entire house up on a computer so that it can regulate the air temperature, and we can install cameras so that we can see who's at the front door. Just things like that." Well, I said, "Sure, that sounds good to me. I like the idea of having security cameras." So we spent a few thousand dollars more and installed several security cameras that connected to a hidden DVR system that recorded and stored our security videos. We also installed several lights that were connected to our Wi-Fi so that we could turn them on and off using our smartphones. We even bought several Alexa devices so that we could control our house and provide entertainment and information. And it turns out that I really liked my Alexa device. It was great for getting a daily news and weather report. Most of the time, I use Alexa to help me spell words when I'm typing. Lindsay took a few days off to visit one of her friends in Spokane, Washington, which meant that I had the entire house all to myself. So I decided to go to the movies one night, and when I got back home, I was surprised to hear voices, and it sounded like music coming from my house. When I arrived on my front porch, I unlocked the door, and I noticed that all of my Alexas were playing music from the 60s. "What the hell is going on here?" So I yelled, "Alexa, stop!" And they all went silent. I was wondering, how did this happen? I went to my computer and I checked the security camera footage to see when the Alexa started playing music. and I found out that they all went off about 10 minutes after I had left home to go to the movies. So they were playing all of that time. So I did some research and I learned that if one Alexa receives a command, they can be connected so that all of them share the same music. So we had three of them set up, all in different rooms. I thought, well, maybe one of them is defective. I didn't really think too much about it, but in the middle of the night, all of my Alexas started playing music again. And this time it was spooky Halloween music, something called Creepy Halloween. It was like a radio station or something. So again, I yelled out, "Alexa, stop!" And they all went silent again. Well, the first thing that I could think of was that Lindsay was probably playing a practical joke on me by using one of her Alexa apps on her smartphone. The next day, I called Lindsay and I confronted her, and she said that she had nothing to do with Alexa going crazy. Maybe it's the haunted house. Well, I don't know. I was still convinced that Lindsay probably had something to do with this. After all, it would be a pretty good gag to play on someone who is staying all alone in an old haunted house. But then it got really freaky. I was sound asleep in my room when Alexa started talking again. This time, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Alexa woke me up by saying,
"Murder is spelled M-U-R-D-E-R.
Okay, so I've had enough of this. I unplugged my Alexa. And I didn't really want to get rid of it because I used it all the time, but I really don't like it talking to me in the middle of the night. Now, I thought that somehow someone was programming my Alexa as a joke. But at this point, I was pretty sure it wasn't Lindsay. I started doing research and I learned how to secure my Alexa so that no one could control it using an outside app. And I thought, well, this should fix it. I have it set up so that it only accepts voice commands and no more outside influences, just voice commands. And now I'm sleeping much better with no more Alexa problems. So I thought. Well, it was quiet for about a week. But then it happened again. This time it was about 4:30 in the morning. Alexa started up again and she was spelling haunted house.
Haunted house is spelled H-A-U-N-T-E-D space H-O-U-S-E.
Wait a minute, I thought I had this all figured out. I went back to my DVR, which holds all of my security videos, and I was surprised to find a video picking up a shadow just moments before Alexa started talking. Holy crap, what is that? I watched the video several times, and I noticed that the shadow seemed to be transparent, and it seemed to float a few inches off the ground. And I had Lindsay watch the video, and it totally freaked her out. This is way beyond a practical joke. It's some kind of paranormal activity. We played the video over and over, and then Lindsay said, "I think I hear something. Play it again, but this time turn the volume up all the way." so I turned up the volume, and we could hear someone whispering to Alexa, "Alexa, spell haunted house." So our house really is haunted. Well, I consider myself pretty open-minded about stuff like this, and I do believe that we are sharing our house with a spirit from the other side. We decided to bring in a specialist who deals with stuff like this. After a few sessions, our paranormal investigator said that we did have a spirit living with us. It was a person who died of natural causes, who lived in this house during World War II. It was a teenage boy who died at the age of 16 after catching the flu. We learned that our spirit didn't mean to scare us, and that he only wanted to get our attention. Well, it sure worked for me, because I was pretty scared. And having Alexa wake us up in the middle of the night spelling murder was really freaky. We also learned his name was Tim, and his birthday is on April 7th. We found that out one day when Alexa started singing the Happy Birthday song. Apparently, Tim has a good sense of humor, because Alexa will randomly tell us a joke without even asking. So over time, Tim has fit right in with our family, and we find ourselves talking to him occasionally. Sometimes we'll ask questions to Tim, and Alexa will answer. "I have a question for you. Does your Alexa ever randomly start up? Has Alexa ever just started talking to you and or maybe giving you the news when you really haven't asked for it? Or maybe it just started playing music? Well, it might not be a technical problem. It might be that you have a ghost living in your home. And since I researched this topic, I have found out that many people seem to have similar problems with their Alexa, so we were not alone. Who knows? Alexa might be the best way to find out if your house is really haunted. I just hope for your sake that your ghost is a friendly one like ours. I wonder if living in Casper, Wyoming has anything to do with this. You remember Casper, the friendly ghost, right?" Over the next few weeks, we started learning more about Tim through the use of our Alexa. And he seems like part of the family, kind of like a pet that you don't have to feed. And as a bonus, he doesn't even pee on the floors either. So Tim and I came to an understanding. He can use Alexa. Just don't do it in the middle of the night, because it really freaks me out. Personally, I don't have a problem with our ghost, just as long as he doesn't start ordering stuff on Amazon. Just keep in mind, when you have Alexa, you're never really alone.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror.